ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البدو الفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether it is within the realms of human perception and understanding, whether it is beyond that, everything that exists is the creation of one Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created every shay. What is shay? Fasirin explain ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. It is a created entity. It is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Every atom in this universe, every cell in our bodies belongs to one Allah alone. Allah is Malik. لَا مَالِكَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لا خالق إلا الله. There is no owner besides Allah. There is no creator besides Allah. This is a fallacy that at times human being falls under this false idea that I own something. No human being owns anything. Whatever exists, Malik is Allah, the owner of it is Allah. Allah's hukumat, Allah's hakimiyat, Allah's samadiyat, Allah's jabariyat, Allah's tasarruf, Allah's will exerts itself. It is muhit, it encompasses every facet of this creation. If you own something, then why do you fear the loss of it? If you own something, why do you leave it behind and it is passed on to someone else? There was one person, he met one alim, and he began a long bayan about his vast investment portfolio. I own this, I own that, I've got this shop, this industry, these plans, these aspirations. The Zalim heard him out for a long time, then he told him, "Bye, when you come to my town, come and see my place." He says, "How will I find your place?" He said, "Ask the people of this Judo Igar." So sometime later he went to the town of the Alim, started asking the people, "Why, where is Judo Igar?" He said, "We never heard of him." Eventually he meets that Alim. He says, "I'm asking everybody, nobody's heard of your place." He said, "Go down the street and turn left. You will come to my place." He goes down the street and he turns left and he comes to the Qabristan, graveyard. Then he becomes upset. He says, "You're making a fool out of me. What do you mean by this?" He says, "You see the resident of that grave." He said, "I own this property and I own this car and I have this investment portfolio." He was a liar. He owned nothing. Then he pointed to another grave and he said, "This one said I own this and I own that." He also was speaking lies. Juto ki gar, the home of the lies. This concept, this idea that I own anything, this is the greatest fallacy and deception that this human being has fallen under. Every aspect of our wujud and existence from head to toe does not belong to us, it belongs to Allah. It is an amanat, it is a trust which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has handed over to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question each and every one of us with regards to the utilization and dispensation of this trust. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, he passes by the graveyard of Madina Munawwara, Jannatul Baqir, and he addresses the residents of the graves. "Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. Peace be upon you, O residents of these graves. Listen to the message from our side. Khabru ma indana. Khabru ma indana. Annama. The graves respond to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He greets them. "Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. Peace be upon you, residents of these graves." They respond and they say, "Wa alaykum as-salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon you." Now listen to the message from our side. What does Umar tell them? He says, "Anna amwalakum qad tufurriqat, wa anna azwajakum qad tuzubijat, wa anna duwarakum qad sukinat." That the wealth which you left behind, the wealth which you thought was yours, and you are the owner of it. He says that wealth has been distributed to others. The homes which you prided yourself over, others are living in those homes. And those wives which you loved so greatly, today they are married to others. So from the grave the response comes, that خَبْرَ مَا عِنْدَنَا. Umar, listen to the message from our side. "أَنَّمَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدَنَا وَأَنَّمَا أَنْفَقْنَا رَبِحْنَا وَأَنَّمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا." So Umar, that which we sent ahead, what does that mean? That which we handed over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which we utilized correctly, "أَنَّمَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدَنَا," we have found it, we have seen it. "وَأَنَّمَا أَنْفَقْنَا رَبِحْنَا," that which we spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has been multiplied for us. "وَأَنَّمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا," and O Umar, whatever we kept back, whatever we held on to, like they say, the bakri, the goat says, "Meh, meh." Sometimes we hear, go to the farms and listen to the goats, what they say, "Meh, meh." So that which we thought was mine, mera, apna, that which we clutched onto the things of this world, khasirna, we have lost it forever. This life, this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, my respected brothers, it is an amanat, it is a trust.
Every aspect of the wujud, of the existence of this insan from head to toe, principally gives one message, that of complete and total dependence upon Allah. That which Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Beloved people, every one of you is faqeer, every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is totally and completely dependent upon Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah is the only one who is ghani, totally, completely independent. Allah is the only one worthy of praise. Allah is Samad, Samad. Kufar of Makkah. They were very, very interested in this question of lineage. Each one could tell you, I am the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And it would go by many, many generations. So on one occasion they formed a delegation and they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make bayan, expound, elucidate, explain. Tell us, what is the lineage of Allah? What is Allah's lineage? Immediately, Jibreel is sent with the surah of the Quran. That Quran which Mufassirin, that surah which Mufassirin say is Surusul Quran. It is one third of the Quran. Three, just a few verses. But they say it is one third of the Quran. The virtue of it is recited three times and you get the reward of reciting the entire Quran. Such a surah. And they ask this question, does Allah have a father and a grandfather? Does Allah have a lineage? What is Allah's lineage? Jibreel said, call, tell them, Huwallahu Ahad. Huwallahu Ahad. He is Allah, He is Ahad. Normally when we translate Ahad, one. In reality, this translation does not do justice to what Ahad means. What is the actual meaning of Ahad Mufassirin has given? Laysa kamithlihi shay, that is nothing that is like Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay, that is nothing that is like Allah. Who is Allah? Who is Allah? Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Allah is the creator of every entity. قَبْلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is before everything. بَعْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is after everything. فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is above everything. يُمِيتُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, Allah will give death to everything. عَلِيمٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah has knowledge of everything. خَبِيرٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is aware of everything. لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah exerts His kindness and His shafqat towards everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing that is like Allah. Allah is Ahad. Actually, what is a better translation? Allah is unique. There is nothing that is like Allah. This insan with his puny intellect can never ever do justice to describing Allah's greatness. On one occasion, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was giving khutbah in Yemen. Giving khutbah in Kufa. One Yemeni stood up. And he said, I have a question. What was his question? Ya Ali, hal tara rabbak? O Ali, have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? Allah says in the Quran, la tudriku al-absar, wa huwa yudriku al-absar, wa huwa al-latifu al-khabir. The eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. Allah is latif, Allah is khabir, Allah is beyond the faculty of eyesight, beyond the senses of this insan. The Yemeni asked this question, not out of curiosity, but he had inad, dushmani, enmity for Ali. What he was trying to do, he was trying to, na'udhu billah, make a fool of him in front of the majmah. Sometimes people have different motives with questions they ask. That's why you have to be careful. And sometimes when a person asks a question, it reveals what exactly is the mental level of the person. The questions also, you find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us a directive that we must have khulus, sincerity in seeking the knowledge of Deen. And ask questions that are relevant. Utilize our time in acquiring that knowledge which is beneficial for us. Not spend hours and hours in useless things. Things that are taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention about one student of Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, had two students who became famous. Many students they were. But two became very famous. One was Abu Yusuf, whose name was Yaqub. And the other was Imam Muhammad. So once there was a student in the class of Imam Muhammad, 6 months of being in the dars, the class, not one question the student ever asked. 6 months. But one day Imam Muhammad got a little bit irritated with him. He said, the other students ask questions, 6 months have passed, you haven't asked a single question. Hasn't anything occurred to you?
So he said, Hazrat, now that you are insisting, there is one question I have.
He said, what is your question? He said, you told us that when the sun sets, we must pray Maghrib Salah. What happens if the sun doesn't set? So he looked at that student and he told him, Sukutuka Khairu min Kalam. For you to keep quiet was better than you speak. Because how little you understood, before this I had no idea, now I have come to know. So questions also. People have different motivations, different objectives behind questions. This Yemeni, Hal Tara Rabbat, Ali, have you seen Allah? What was his motivation, na'udzubillah, to make a fool of Ali? But who was Ali? Ali was that personality in whose mouth Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed his lu'ab mubarak, his mubarak saliva, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed in the mouth of Ali. As a result of which, Allah had opened such faizan of knowledge upon Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَاهِرِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. That the knowledge of Deen would flow from the limbs of Ali. Hikmat and wisdom would permeate into the very existence and the wujud of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such knowledge Allah opened upon him. Then on one occasion he was giving bayan, what did he say? He said that if I have to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, one surah of Allah, if I have to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha that Allah has opened upon me, and you have to record it on scrolls or scriptures, you will require 70 camels just to carry the scrolls. Such knowledge. One night after Isha Salah, Ali radiallahu anhu began tafsir of Surah Fatiha. He said the azan for Fajr was called out and the tafsir of the Ba of Bismillah had not been complete. Such knowledge Allah has given. So that personality, this Yemeni is asking this question, Hal Tara Rabbak, Ali, have you seen Allah? Ali radiallahu anhu realizing the motivation behind this question. He answers in a similar way. He says, مَا كُنْتُ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّنْ لَمْ أَرَهُ. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. Now the Lord went my shop. What is Ali saying? How could Ali have seen Allah? Quran says, لَا تُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ الْحَتِيمُ الْقَبِيرِ. Ali, this Yemeni, when he heard this, he realized automatically that this is beyond me. This person that I have taken on is beyond me. His knowledge far supersedes mine. He also fell down, he got shocked. He said, Ali, what do you mean? He said, لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعَيُونِ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْعَيَانِ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبُ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ رَبِّي أَحَدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ لَا ثَانِيَ لَهُ فَرْضٌ لَا نِبْدَ لَهُ لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. Crippled English language, it is impossible to do justice to the translation of what he said. But the crux of it, he said, I have not seen Allah with my physical eyes, but I have seen Allah with the eye of my heart. because of the haqiqat of my iman, because of the reality of my iman. My Rabb, my Allah is one, He has no partners. My Rabb is Allah, my Allah is one, there is no similitude with Him. There is no second with Him. He is alone, there is no comparison with Him. لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْخَوَاسِ The clever, the efficient human senses will never perceive the greatness of my Allah. وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ Nor in his limited intellect ever allow him to describe Allah as he ought to be described. That personality upon whom Allah has opened such knowledge, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Wahab bin Munabbah rahimahullah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْرِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَمْعِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْيٍ بَيْنَ دِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا He said it's a combined wisdom and intelligence of every human being, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabah, to the last person to come before Qiyamah, if the combined wisdom and intelligence of every human being had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Such a wisdom.
Can move this bar, please. Peugeot HY04XHR on Honda Civic KD51TZT. Anybody else who's obstructing, please remove your car so they don't disturb the air.
Such a fool, such intelligence, and yet what does Rasulullah say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh my Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَةٌ سُجُودٌ لَمْ يَرْفَعُوا رُؤُسَهُمْ وَلَا يَرْفَعُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ صُفُوفٌ لَمْ يَنْصَرِفُوا عَنْ مَصَافِهِمْ وَلَا يَنْصَرِفُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ He says there are some angels of Allah who are in sajda from the time they were created. The angels were created how many millions and billions of years ago? Allah only knows. From the time they were created in sajda, they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. What are they doing? They are making tasbih of Allah. Glorifying Allah, praising Allah. What is the reality? Everything that exists, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم What is Quran telling us? ما في السماوات وما في الأرض Every entity in the heavens and the earth is already making tasbih of Allah. It is already praising Allah. سبوح قدوس لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين Various types of tasbih. حاملين عرش The angels that are holding aloft the arsh of Allah. What is the vastness of these angels? What is the vastness of these angels? Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat, بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَضْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَى He said from the knee to the ankle of each of these angels are in the shape of mountain goats. In the riwayat, the word comes O'al, which is the plural of Wa'lul. Wa'lun, which means mountain goats. Eight angels of Allah, the Hamilin Arsh, they are holding aloft Allah's Arsh. What is their size? How vast are they? From the knee to the ankle is a distance of 500 years. 500 years, not our years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ Allah says, one day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ مُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ Rasul Ibad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel of the حَمِلِينِ عَرْشِ بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَتِقِهِ Rasul Ibad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from its earlobe to the neck, in a normal human being is 5 centimeters. In in this angel, it is a distance of 700 years. 700 years. Happily in the arsh, the eight angels roaming around the arsh of Allah. What is their tasbih? Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat, four of them are saying, what are they saying? Subhanakallahumma, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. And what are the other four saying? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala ilmika ala afrika ba'da qudratik. Four are saying, glory be to you, O Allah. Glory be to you, O Allah, subhanakallah. Humma wa bihamdik. Praise be to you. Upon what? What are these angels? What is their tasbih? And how tolerant you are. How tolerant you are. How tolerant you are of this insan. Of this human being. Of this zalim. Your ni'mat and your bounties are raining down upon him. You have absolute knowledge of everything that he is doing. And yet still you are tolerant. That is what one of these saying. Glory be to you, my Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Praise be to you. Laka alhamdu ala afwika ba'da qudrati. Despite your qudrat, despite your power, what power? What does Allah tell us? Walau nasha'u latamasna ala ayinihim. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّى يُبْصِرُونَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ كَلَّمَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The eyes are looking at the daughters of others. The ears are listening to haram music. The heart is immersed in the love and attachment of this dunya. And everything that is taking them away from Allah. Tell them, do they not realize? If Allah has to take away their eyesight, take away their hearing, take away their hearts and their minds, مَنْ إِلَاهُمْ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Which ilah, which qudrat, which force besides Allah is ever going to give them these things again? How much of the ni'mat of Allah have we not taken for granted? What is the tasbih of these angels? Like alhamdu ala afwika ba'da qudratik. Glory be to you, my Allah. How forgiving you are. How forgiving you are. Despite your qudrat, despite your power. What is the extent of the mercy? Of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, دَقَلَ رَجِلٌ الْجَنَّةِ دَقَلَ رَجِلٌ الْجَنَّةِ مَا عَمِلَ خَيْرًا قَبْتُ. In one riwayat, digressing, in one person will come before Allah in the Day of Judgment. His file will be opened. An entire life of ma'asiyat. An entire life of disobedience. An entire life of flagrantly violating the commands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, and this book of deeds will be opened, this person will think to himself, I am finished, I am barbar, there is absolutely no hope for me. And then Allah will order the angels that bring the good deeds that he did, this person himself will wonder, Ya Allah, what good deed did I do? What good deed did I do? Allah Ta'ala will remind him, there was one night when you could not sleep. You were tossing from side to side. وَقُلْتَ تِلَاتَ قَلْبِ. As you were tossing from side to side, what were you saying? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. نَسِيكَ ذَلِكَ اللَّيْلَ. Allah will say to him, you forgot about that night, but your Allah remembers that. One night, tossing from side to side, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Ya Allah will be brought and placed in his kipan of good deeds, it will outweigh his disobedience, outweigh the entire life of Allah, I outweigh the entire life of ma'asiyat. And Allah will order that this person should enter into Jannah. Still, this person did some good deed. Hadith which I mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be one person in my ummah who will enter Jannah. Ma amila khayran qattu. Ma amila khayran qattu. In his entire life, he did not do a single good deed. Not one good deed. Not one good deed in his entire life. When he fought for him in his death cave, now he realized time has run out, it's too late. This clock can't be turned back. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْ سَعَةَ وَلَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. Allah says, every one of you that is in a place from the time, when the time comes, you will not be able to delay it by 1 second. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ بَطَّارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَكُ لَسَلِيمَةِ اللَّهَ تَنْفَعُ. Like the poet says beautifully, that with more and death has to bear its claws, then no power in this world is going to benefit. A lot of times you hear this expression, people say, I escape from the jaws of death. I escape from the jaws of death. That is just a foolish statement. What is the reality? Death did not bear its claws. Because when it bears its claws, there's no question of escaping. أَيْنَمَا تَكُنُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Allah says, run, where you are. You may be in the greatest and the most fortified fortress. يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. On its time that death will come. On its time that death will come. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. Allah has constrained, restricted, confined this entire world to this. This is one conflict, one war, one battle. The battle against time, this is one battle that there will be no victor. There will be no victor. If this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, then like the poet says, لَوْكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَوْكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِمَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. That if anyone was going to be given perpetuity, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addresses His Habib in the Quran, إِنَّكَ بَلِلِ يُّ مُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم مَيِّتٌ will have to pass away وَإِنَّهُ مَيِّتٌ and they also will die. This is one conflict, one war, which unfortunately most of us have not even recognized. We have not even recognized that we are engaged in a conflict against time. Like a block of ice, relentlessly in the sun, melting away, this inexorable notion of time, which Quran encapsulates, يُقَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ day following night following day. The seconds are becoming minutes, the minutes are becoming hours, the hours are becoming days, the days are becoming weeks, the weeks are becoming months. كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا مَنْ يَهْدِمُ شَهْرَهُ شَهْرُهُ مَنْ يَهْدِمُ شَهْرُهُ سَنَتَهُ وَسَنَتُهُ حَيَاتَهُ كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ مَنْ يَفُوتُهُ عُمْرُهُ إِلَى أَجَلِهِ. Like Allah said, what satisfaction, what enjoyment are you experiencing in this life? That person who every passing month is in fact a loss. Every passing month is slashing away the years of his life. Every passing year is slashing away at the period of his life. Every passing moment is taking him closer to what? Hudayb bin Ayyad rahimahullah. He sees a 60-year-old man. Kam ata min umri, how old are you? The man says, proudly, I'm 60 years old. 60 years old. He says, oh my brother, mundu sittina sana, tasiru ila rabbik, yushik wa tasil. He says, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, your train of life is traveling. Don't you think the time for your destination is near? How much more extension do you have? He's walking on the earth. He's walking on the earth. What is he planning? In his mind's eye, he's envisaging a 60-foot-tall structure in the ground. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, this plan, that plan. Little does he know that before the sunset of today, the decision has already been made in the heavens that he should grow 6 feet beneath the ground. He's planning the tailor for the big function. For the big function, the tailor has already received the order. The latest Hugo Boss suit and the latest fabric has been flown in. Little does he realize that the fabric of his suffering is already been sold in the marketplace. The meals have been ordered, the menu has been set up for a lavish ceremony and function. 7-course meal, 8-course meal, 10-course meal. Little does he realize that the worms and the insects of the grave are already sharpening their teeth in expectation of his arrival. What reality is there in his life? What reality? What dependence can we have on that youth which is followed by old age? On that health which is followed by sickness? Everything around us is giving us one clue to the message that which Quran tells us, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything is temporary. Everything in this world is a target for destruction. That youngster stands in front of the mirror. He's got his ring lens on, the gold necklace around his neck. Now they've got rings on the fingers. And the earrings on. Looking from this side, looking from that side, right side, left side. Admiring himself, cleaning. 2-3 times a day in the gym. The other day I passed on place was written, Gents Beauty Parlor. Gents Beauty Parlor. Sahaba looking up out of a probably a terrible way with green. Gents Beauty Parlor. Normally women do this type of thing. So what we say, why? With the daily with what we say? Islam is a contemporary religion. You have to keep up with the times. What that means? On a day-to-day basis, this gap, what they call this gender gap between male and female has to be slowly diminished so that you can't distinguish between the two. What we say, this is advancement, this is culture. A few years ago in Aligarh University, there was one Swiss air hostess. Swiss air hostess who had accepted Islam. He was to deliver a talk. People obviously, the curiosity was piqued. Tell somebody when Melissa is coming, nobody is interested. Only you have to bakter it. Swiss air hostess, everybody is interested. It was for, obviously for a female audience. All of the Muslim universities, auditorium was packed. They had all different types of expectations. When they looked at the stage and the curtain dropped to the utter consternation and shock. The sight that met them was completely contrary to what they were expecting. A woman clad in fardha from head to toe. A hush reverberated throughout the entire auditorium of shock. This woman sensed it. And she looked at them. And what she said, one sentence. She said, the West has spat. The West has spat. What does this mean? He said, that way of life, that way of life, where what fundamentally what did they do? They took the woman. They took the woman out of her home. And they made her a commodity in the marketplace. So that if they wanted to sell a loaf of bread, they made a woman naked. If they wanted to sell a car, they made a woman naked. If they wanted to sell a washing machine, they made a woman naked. They lured her with a strap of gender equality and caused her to afford the biological role that Allah has chosen for her. Islam has given her a crown. Islam has given her a maqam. Islam has given her a status, what status? That she was a mother. She was a queen. The generation that has been followed, for them to become the flower of Islam, for them to become the source of coolness in the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first fundamental primary source of that was the love of the mother, such a zimmedari, such a responsibility Allah has given her. They lured her, brought her to the marketplace, made her an objective of the desires of men. Stripped her of her cloak of shame and haya. As a result of this, what happened? the entire family structure crumbled. Children lost their identity, broken home became the order of the day, suicide rate amongst even youth soared. One Jamaat was doing Karbazari, they were in America, they met one brother, asked him, now what's your profession? He says, I'm a child psychologist. Child psychologist. You're shocked. Even children need a psychologist. Children need a psychologist. He said, hey, if you want, if you come to my surgery, the next appointment is available in 3 years' time. 3 years' time is the next available appointment. Suicide rate soaring. Children have lost their identity. The entire family structure crumbled. They themselves are totally confused. What is the solution? What direction must we go? What must we do? How do we come out of this rock that has eaten up the very essence of our society? This is what she meant, the West has spat. And you people, as if you have no imam, as if you have no guide, as if you have no hadi, as if you have no legacy of rahmat and mercy, as if Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tie stones to his stomach, as if he was not dancing 3 miles in time, as if 2 months would not pass when the stone was not there in his house, as if his data and legacy of Qurani and sacrifice to introduce the way of life of purity, of dignity, of honor, to teach humanity what was insaniyat, what it means to be a human being, what is the role of a mother, what is the role of a father, what is the role of a sister, what is the role of a brother, what is the role of haya and shame, as if this did not exist. You made your imam who? She says, the West has spat and you people are licking up the spit of the West. You people are licking up the spirit of the West. Instead of showing them the road to salvation, instead of taking them out of this deception, instead of showing them the direction, what is the youth of today? The Muslim youth of today, what does he say? He says, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ghina yumbitul nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitul ma'u zara. He said, like water causes crops to grow. Like water causes crops to grow. Listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. And what will be the effect of this? What will be the effect of this? Ulama say at the time of maut, at the time of maut to recite kalima will come to the left. Kalima will not come on the left. Why? Because the nifaq of years and years of listening to haram music has taken over the heart. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that ummah that was given the light of guidance of humanity. And unfortunately, those who were supposed to guide, we have made them our masters. And we have forsaken the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jealous beauty parlor. Sarah was never in the grave. Youngsters, this direction, that direction, admiring themselves, screaming. Young girls, standing in front of their mother, the bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. Such beauty, the twinkling of the star of the eyes, compared to the twinkling of stars. She stands, screams, looks this way, looks that way. Little does she realize, just a few years, how are you going to stop the tick? Tick, tick, tick of the clock. How are you going to stop that which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we take to an old age, we bring a reverse interpretation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand? Just a few years have passed. And bring the same mother in front of them and say, I don't want to look, it's not me. Which Botox treatment? And which plastic surgery? And which cosmetic are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time. How are we going to stop the clock? That is the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَفْتَحُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَفْتَحُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَأَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الذِّكْرُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ يُجَدَّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَا وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَظِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهُوَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ أُمَيٍّ قَدِ انْقَضَى. He says, O foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. You are celebrating the passage of time. Inna lanafrahu bil-ayyami naftawha. Little do you realize, wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al-ajali. Every passing day is taking you closer to your mawt. Taking you closer to the qabr. Yet you are celebrating. I remember last year, I visited one place. The brother tells me, I just attended a birthday party. Birthday party. Whose birthday party? He says the person was 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still birthday party. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles in the cake. And when he tries to blow it out, the respiratory system or ability of a 60-year-old man, whether he'll get blown out first, whether he'll even be able to blow the candles out, that also is out. And yet we are celebrating. New Year celebration. Birthday celebration. The hallmarks by which the ravages and the movements of time are measured, instead of becoming a source of ibrah and a wake-up call, and becoming a source of conscientizing us of what? Yet sure that you are in Jahahe. That this world has to be left behind. That summer is coming. That holy Islam is coming. Each day is going out. Anabaytul Dur. Anabaytul Dulma. Anabaytul Wahda. Anabaytul Washa. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. The cover is reminding us, it is calling out, prepare yourself. What is that cover? Not a hole in the ground. Do not be deceived. It is not a hole in the ground. It is Sandukul Amal. It is a container of our Amal. It is the legacy of our life. Kama tahyore tamutum. Jinnabi Rasulullah said, and you were there. As you were there, this time, this life is an amanah. It is a trust, the manner in which this will be utilized. The manner in which this will be utilized, that will be the situation in the qabr. That will be the situation in the hashr. That is why Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba said, when he would sit in front of the qabr, he would cry inconsolably. Tears would be pouring down. They were taking over Osman. The mention of Jannat and Jahannam does not cause you to cry as much as you cry when you are sitting at the qabr. What does it mean? He said, إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. He said that the qabr is the first stage of the stages of akhirah. If this is passed successfully, then every stage after that will become easier and easier and easier. And if this is unsuccessful, then every stage after that will become more and more and more difficult. This consciousness has to enter into our hearts. The clock of our life is ticking. This insan was created for a purpose. This insan was created for an object. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينُ. Allah says, I am not created insan and jinnat for any other purpose. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that they worship. Mufassirin explain, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, they make the ma'rifat of Allah, recognize who is Allah, become conscious of Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the mercy of Allah. Coming back to the riwayat I mentioned earlier, Rasulullah said, that when I was in the Jannah, there would be one person in my ummah, Allah would put him into Jannah, ma amila khayran qattu, he has not done a single good deed in his entire life. And the clock of his life had changed. Now what was telling him in the bed? It was too late. No going back. Can't send it back. What did he do? As an act of utter desperation, قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ حِينَ حَضَرَتُ الْوَفَاةِ, he said to his family members, when Maud was in front of him, that when I die, أَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ أَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ, cremate my body, burn my body to ashes. ثُمَّ ذَرُوا نِسْفِي فِي الْبَرْءِ وَنِسْفِي فِي الْبَحْرِ, after you have burned me to ashes, crumble the ashes, fling half on the ocean and fling half on the land. What was the psychology behind this? Destroy me so that nothing remains, nothing remains. On a daily basis, human beings are going to the ground, insects are going in the ground, birds are going in the ground, animals are going in the ground. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا, Allah says, have we not made this earth a container, the living above, the dead underneath? They are being eaten up by insects. Then eaten up by the lower insects, eaten up by other insects. The lower insects, eaten up by other insects. And then in the passage of time, the earth turns over. What is beneath comes above, what is above goes below. There is that which is underneath, that comes above. Then the wind carries it. It is scattered into millions and billions of tiny fragments that are lost in the entire atmosphere. It was this. It was this false ideology that 1400 years ago and before that also, every Nabi of Allah faced this. What was it? Hayhata, hayhata lima tu'adun, in yaleena hayatana dunya, namutu wa nahya, wa ma nahnu bima mawtin. Aida kunna idaman nahira, qalu tilka idan karratun khasira. What they said, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. He said, why? This life is an amanat. Every second, every moment is an amanat. This life is not to be wiped away, not to be spent in front of the enemy, youngsters, hours and hours in front of the shaitan box. Father, mother, daughter, teenager, with the parents looking at zina taking place. Youngsters, looking at 22 people chasing behind a piece of pig skin. Then we want extra time also. In an era of a period where the current of time was the power of the movement, where the tsunami was the power, tsunamis are rising up, the earth is opening up and sucking the movement into its death. When there are hundreds and thousands of recitals of many of today, they don't have rooms over their head. They are hungry, with little babies are crying at the breast of their mothers. The breasts are empty, are dry. The tears are falling on the cheeks and the tears are dry. And those children in that state are going to sleep in hunger. When starvation has become the order of the day, when the loss of iman has become the order of the day, when in hundreds and thousands, sometimes there are about food, or sometimes there are oral education, or sometimes there is a medical treatment, iman is being stored on a daily basis. In such a time of zulmat and darkness, how does this ummah have time to be following such vain and useless pursuits? Someone is crying, one team lost the match of time. Someone wants to commit suicide. Where is the direction of this ummah? What have we understood? Sitting in front of the shaitan box, when actor dies, his young auntie is sobbing. Then Calvia, Umaria. Crying! And next week the same actor is alive in the movie. Was this ummah sinful there? أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه وأضله الله على علم وقدر على سمعه وقلبه وجعل على بصره غشاوة فمن يهديه من بعد الله. What is Quran telling us? Look at those who have made their desires their خدا. Islam. Now that we follow the desire, ختم الله على سمعه وقلبه, a veil has been placed. Allah has seen their sight, Allah has seen their hearing, and a veil has been placed over their heart. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now who is going to guide them? From where is the guide going to come from now? This is what our elders are saying, you will not do what you are supposed to do. Agar karne ke kaam nahi karenge to fir na karne ke kaam. If you will not do what you are supposed to do, you will do that which you are not supposed to do. What is the direction? And when this question is put by, what are you doing? It says, I'm whiling away the time. I'm passing away the time. Because of the internet. Oh no! This is why others are crying and begging us. They're saying, bring alive the halqa of ta'aleem in your home. This fadail al-amal ta'aleem. This qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this age or period when haya and shame has become something that is hidden away in some cave. The very idea of haya and shame and modesty has become anathema. We don't even know what that is. In such an age of zulmat and darkness, when tens of gadgets have entered the homes of the woman, where the wife is sleeping and the husband is making zina with someone. Husband is sleeping and wife is making zina with someone. When the youth of the zulmat are sad, the teenager, the father enters the room, why didn't you knock? You have invaded my privacy. What are the seeds that we have planted? Where is the preparation for qabr? Where is the preparation for akhirah? Where is the consciousness of jannat and jahannam? Is it only this dunya? Is it only this life? Our elders are crying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your home. Bring the nuraniyat of the kalam of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every home of the ummah. Jamaat came from Sri Lanka a few years ago to South Africa. They were telling us, Masturat Jamaat. They said, daily ta'aleem in the home. Not in the masjid, in the home, 1.5 hours a day. 1.5 hours a day. If something like that is told to us, we'll say, where are you going to find the time for? For internet this time, for the shaitan box this time, for frivolous activities this time. What we say, I'm passing the time. As if that time has no value. If you will do that which you are not supposed to do, then we will not have time to do this. This time is an amal, it's very sacred, of this life is precious. This concept of this idea that it is only this life, that's what they used to say in the past. Hey, heart, I mean, 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 heart, I it is only this life. Namutu wa nahya, we will live and die. Wa ma nahya ni ma dhulutin, we are not going to be resurrected. Every Nabi of Allah faced this falsehood. The act of desperation is not the revelation of Iman. He did not believe you were going to get away. But it was also an act of desperation. But the day will come. The day will come. The day will come. يَوْمَ نَقْضِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْقُطُرِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah says, we will wrap up the heaven like a writer wraps up his scroll. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. As we created you the first time from nothingness, we will resurrect you. We will resurrect you. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لم نجمع عظاما. الله جل وعلا قسم قسم الذي القيامة. Allah says, قسم النفس اللوامة. And what does Allah say? أيحسب الإنسان أن لم نجمع عظاما. What do you think? They're not going to resurrect you. They're not going to bring you back into your original form. Bala! 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 This bala is like a hammer. This conflict is like a hammer that has been used to knock on our head. Wake up! Bala! Qadirin! You are there to kya samajh. What do you think of Allah? Bala! Allah will not resurrect you? Bala! What do you think of Allah? قادرين قادرين على أن نسوي بنانا. What does Allah say? Allah does not say we will resurrect you. Allah says we have the qudrat, we have the qudrat and we have the power. We will not only resurrect you, but the finger of the disease. على أن نسوي بنانا. This scientific acknowledgement of the uniqueness of the fingerprint of each human being. This is not something that is 14 centuries old. This is relatively new, 17th or 18th century. They found that every human being has 100 ridges on his fingertip. If you want to find two human beings with two out of the 100 are same, you have to examine four people. If you want to find two human beings with 3 out of the 100 are the same, you have to examine 16 people. And if you want to find two human beings where all 100 ridges are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. This is telling you, 14 centuries ago, in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said that they think he will not resurrect them. Bala, Qadirin, ala al-Mustawiyya banana, we have the power and the power, it will be the same fingerprint also. Every cell, every atom of this universe belongs to Allah. Scattered millions and billions of particles, scattered throughout the entire universe. Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge is muheen. It encompasses every facet of this existence. La yazubu an rabbika min mithqali dharra. La yazubu an rabbika min mithqali dharra. Allah says not one atom is out of our sight, out of our knowledge, even for 1 second. Ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah does not forget anything. This insan will be resurrected. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that day will come, this person also will be brought in front of Allah. Allah will resurrect him in his original form. And then Allah Ta'ala will say to him one question, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا سَنَعَتْ. Why did you do this? Why did you order your family to burn your body? And this has sprinkled it like this. What did you hope to achieve? He was a moment, his iman was complete. He knew this day is coming. This was an act of desperation. What did he say? لِمَخَافَتِكَ يَا رَبِّي. لِمَخَافَتِكَ يَا رَبِّي. Oh Allah, oh Allah, the fear of standing in front of you. The fear of standing in front of you, the fear of this day. The fear of this day compelled me to do this. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَلَّتَانِ. What is Quran telling us? That person who will fear, the person who will fear having to stand in front of Allah, Allah will give him confusion. The time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one youngster, he would frequent the masjid of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Late at night he would go home. As he's going home, he would pass by the house of a very beautiful woman. And this woman became attracted to this youngster. So each time he would pass, she would use her feminine wiles to try to attract him to go towards masiyat, to go towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'udhu billah to go with zina. The youngster, he would resist the invitations of this woman. What does the Surah Fatiha say? He says, this gaze, this nazar is one of the most poisonous arrows of shaitan. Mantaka, that person who will lower his gaze, that person who will lower his gaze out of the fear of Allah, what will Allah give him? Abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. Allah the Sultan says we will, Allah says, lower your gaze, and we will give you such iman, you will taste the sweetness in this world. In this world you will taste the sweetness. If you will learn to lower this gaze, Jannat is coming. There, what does Allah say? وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. this world. Say within the parameters of that which Allah made halal for you. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ الْعِينِ. And we will make your nikah with the Hoori Eid. With the maidens of Jannah, with the damsels of Jannah, women of such indescribable beauty. The mind cannot even envisage the beauty which Allah has given these women. So for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us, he says, لَوْ أَنَّ بَنَانًا مِنْ بَنَانِهَا بَدَى لَطَمَسَ ضَوَى الشَّمْسِ كَمَا تَطْمُسُ الشَّمْسُ ضَوَى النُّجُومِ. Every day when the sun rises, the stars become invisible. England, not every day, sorry. Now and then. The sun rises, most of the sun is not invisible. But on a normal day, you look at the sun, the stars are all invisible, the stars don't disappear. They haven't gone somewhere. They're there. But such is the light, the presence of the sun, that the stars have become invisible. Allah Rasulullah said, if this woman of Jannah that will cover her whole body, and only leave the fingertips visible, and said to bring it into this dunya. Such is the nur, such is the effulgence, such is the beauty, such is the illumination contained in her fingertips that the sun will become invisible. Nirmal Sadiullah says, if that is the beauty that Allah has given, kept in her fingertips, what must be the beauty of the rest of the body? One strand of hair from the woman of Jannah had to be suspended in this world, and the entire universe would become fragrant. Such a Jannah, such women Allah has said in Akbarat or Adbarat Hiya Mukbila, whether she is walking towards you, whether she is walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. قاصنات الطرف لم يطمثهن انس قبلهم ولا جان فيهن قاصنات الطرف لم يطمثهن انس قبلهم ولا جان كانهن الياقوت والمرجان حور عين كامثال اللؤلؤ المكنون حور عين كانهن بيض مكنون كواعب اترابا عرب اترابا. What emotive words Quran uses to describe these women. Nur ubiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of her face is not from makeup. The nur of her face is not from some cosmetics. How much cosmetics are you going to put? He said Jannatul Firdaus, the highest Jannat. The highest Jannat is Jannatul Firdaus. 5 times every day, Allah enters Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah commands that Jannat, izdadi tiban li awliyai, izdadi husnan li awliyai, become more beautiful for my friends. Become more fragrant. Scientists estimate, Allah knows best whether correct or incorrect. Allah knows. Correct or incorrect, but just for supposition, assume, they say, they estimate the age of this universe is 20 billion years. 20 billion years. If this is correct, then assume before that generation of the world was made, 5 times every day for the last 20 billion years, Allah is saying to that Jannah, become more beautiful. The women of the Jannah, the palaces of the Jannah, the rivers of the Jannah, the streams of the Jannah, the ghilman of the Jannah, the fruit of the Jannah, the bounties of the Jannah, 5 times every day for more than the last 20 billion years is getting more beautiful and more fragrant. What a Jannah! What a place is being made! مَا لَا عَيْنُ الْرَاجِ وَلَا عَوْلَمُنْ سَمِيَاتْ وَلَا قَدْرَ عَلَى قَرْرِ بَشَرْ. No eye has seen, no ear heard, no mind has ever imagined. Such a Jannah is being prepared. How much cosmetics are you going to put? How much more beautiful than anyone in this world make themselves? Eventually it will reach a cut-off point, they say you're overdoing it. You cannot go any further than that. How beautiful are those women? Stay away from the haram attractions of this world. Lower your gaze. وَذَرَ غِنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. says, we will marry you to these women. You will marry you to these women. Bring your life to akhlaq, the character of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your home. Become an embodiment of whatever the Nabi came with. Nowadays, what it is, in public he's a hero. In his house he's zero. That scantily clad woman who walks in the shop, he is the height of akhlaq and character. Speak sweetly, affectionately, kindly, softly. And when he walks in his house, completely the opposite. The woman is slaving for him. She's given up her name, her family, given up everything. Taken his name. Signed the benefit of the rest of the life with him. They said, if I am not authoritative, then they will ride me. If I am not authoritative, they will ride me. Where did we learn this? This deen is based on akhlaq and character. And the starting point of the character is your home. The starting point of the character is your home. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ رسول الله said, the most perfect and complete believer, so far as his iman is concerned, is the person with the best character. And where does character start? Normally when they say, the only time a woman has anything good to say about her husband, is before they got married and after he died. In between, which woman has anything positive to say about her husband today? Why? Because what kind of character do we have in our home? The gradient, the thermometer of akhlaq and character, Muhammad Rasulullah said, start with your wife. Start in your home. What is the first aspect of this? To learn to control your anger. Control your anger. And what will Allah give you? What will Allah give you? Man kazama ghayban. Man kazama ghayban. Wa huwa qadirun. على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يطيره من الحور العين ما شاء. What does the Sunni Baat Qasim say? That person who will swallow up his anger. Swallow up his anger, not any anger. You're working for somebody, that man gives you a bad look, or he speaks badly to you, what do you say? MashaAllah, I've got a lot of sabr. I won't say anything. You lose your job if you think. That is not the anger which Hadith is telling us to control. وَهُوَ قَالِمٌ عَلَىٰ لِنَفِذَهُ قَالِمٌ عَلَىٰ لِنَفِذَهُ Which anger? The anger when you are the employer. The anger when you are the husband. When you have the upper hand. When you are in control. When you want to now stamp your authority. Allah Rasulullah said, control the anger at that time. Control the anger at that time, and each time you control that anger, what will Allah give you? Allah will call you on the day of judgment. Nowadays in this world they have Miss Universe competition. It's just commerce. There's no reality to it. There will be a real Miss Universe competition. The holes of Jannah will be lined up. And each time you swallow this type of anger, Allah will say to you, choose any hole that you want. Choose any of these women that you want. Your nikah will be made with them. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. The sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't put up big buildings in this world. We're not attracted by the top of the glamour of this world. Such an environment of iman. Such an environment of da'wah. Such an environment of Allah's greatness. Such an environment of Qabr, Jannah, Jahannam. Existed in Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu say? He says, O Kushifur Dita, Mustafa Imana, if the veil between us and Akhirat had to be lifted, Jannah and Jahannam had to come in front of our eyes, our Iman would not increase. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting in the masjid, one Ansari, one Sahabi comes. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I have a problem. What is the problem? He says, my neighbor, he's dangerously. He's dangerously, the branches hang over my garden. The dates are very sweet, they fall, my children pick them up, they start eating it. My neighbor gets upset, he pulls the dates out of their mouth. What must I do? Allah Rasul Nafi sends for him. He says, I have a proposition for you. What is the proposition? Make that date tree over to me, give it to me. And in exchange, I will give you a tree in Jannah. In exchange, I will give you a tree in Jannah. لَنْ تَنَعْلُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ لَنْ تَنَعْلُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ The Quran comes down. You will never get Kamal-e-Qurb. You will never get the true closeness of Allah. You will never acquire the true ta'alluq of Allah until when? حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ Until you do not sacrifice in the way of Allah that which you love the most. Until you do not sacrifice that which is mahbub to you, that which is beloved to you, you will never get the true ta'alluq of Allah. This road is paved with qurbani. This road is paved with sacrifice. When this verse was revealed, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what does he say? He says, نَذَرْتُ إِلَى مَا أَعْطَانِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَلَمْ أَجِدْ شَيْئًا حَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ مُرْجَانَ جَارِيَةٌ لِي رُمِيَّ He said, I looked at the way Allah has given me and I could not find anything that was more beloved to me than a slave girl of mine, a Roman slave girl. Her name was Murjana. Murjana means pearl. He said, she was the most beloved possession to me. Allah has revealed, if you have my ta'alluq, then sacrifice that which is beloved to you. When this verse comes out, what does he do? He says, I freed her, and I not only freed her, I got her married to my student Nafil. Such was the love that he had for this woman, that he said, years later, when she gives birth to a child, out of the marriage with Nafi, Abdullah bin Umar will pick that child up. He would breathe in the scent and the fragrance of that child, because the child's smell would remind him of the mother. Yet one verse of the Quran, and this is how sacrifice was given. We're talking about the passage of time. Why? Because Muharram has come, a new year has come. Normally when we hear New Year, we think of January. January is not our New Year, Muharram is our New Year. Ask somebody, guy, what's the English calendar 2013? 2013, what is 2013? 2013 years, what? A.D. That death didn't take place. It's called Allah, Ya Isa, Inni, Mutamafiqa, Wa Rafiqa, Ilay. Allah says, we raise him up. And yet we follow them. After death, the death doesn't take place. Our calendar is what? 1435. A.S. after what? Hijrah. So that each year in Muharram, this ummah is reminded of Hijrah. The bunyad and foundation of the spreading of Islam, of the spreading of the light of Hidayat. This deen would not have reached you and I if it were not for Hijrat. Humanity in their millions and billions would not have been saved from Jahannam if it were not for Hijrat. Every Nabi of Allah did this amal. The bunyad and the foundation of this ummah of Janab Rasulullah was when? When was the seed planted? When Hijrat and Sayyidina Ibrahim took place. We're not going to go into incident, the time is too short. When Hajar, 19 or 20 year old young woman, newborn child, left in Makkah Mukarramah, Hijrat and Muhabbat, permanent Hijrat. What was it? When you want to put up a big building, you need a big foundation. Father was the patient from young wife and child. The Bismillah foundation was being laid of what? Of ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of Khayra Ummah, of the best of every ummat. Of that ummat which will come, Millat Abikum Ibrahim, What is Quran telling us? وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ بِهَادِي Strive in the way of Allah to its haq. Towards the tawakkuf, Allah chose you. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ This is the millat of your father Ibrahim. The sunnah of hijrat will come alive through the ummah. In the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba get together to make mashwara. What mashwara? We need a calendar, our calendar, Islamic calendar. Where does it start from? One rai comes, one opinion comes, milad of Nabi, birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One opinion comes, Badr, conquest of Badr. One opinion comes for the Makkah, conquest of Makkah. Ali radiallahu anhu is silent. These generally the rai go along these three things. Finally, our turn to Ali, you are silent, what is your opinion? What does Ali say? Hijrah. 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 And that, home being left, family being left, business being left, livelihood being left, kamal akhor, complete qurbani what for the sake of Allah, so that this deed can come alive. This amal of hijrah, what does it bring in the mind's eye of the ummah? 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah, the most beloved of Allah, 10 to 10, person to person, gali to gali, ali to ali, may you be, may you ensure me, who is there that will strengthen me? Who will become my master and my helper for what? Hatta ubaligha risalata Rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. This dirt, this pain, this responsibility, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ballir ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'al, kama ballaghta risalata, wallahu ya'simuka min an-nas, O my Nabi, make the league of this deed. If you do not do so, you have not fulfilled your risalat, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. This purpose of the league of this deed, this doubt, this pain, this concern, this worry, for humanity to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah, this is what drove Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 to 10, person to person, putting himself forward. May you be me, may you ensure me, hatta ubaligha risalata Rabbi, who is there that will shelter me, who will become my helper, so that I can make the blame of this deed. One youngster says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubays, and I looked down at Mina and I saw this person. Person to person, person to person. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ Some of them spat in his face. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَتَى عَلِهِ التُّرَابِ Some picked up sand and flung it at him. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ Some of them swore at him. They mocked him. They scoffed at him. They ridiculed him. They beat him. حَتَّى تَصَفَ النَّهَارِ He said, half the day had passed. The sun had reached its zenith. He set out exhausted. A young girl came running towards him. Seeing his condition, she was sobbing and crying. Little child, what could she do? Whatever was at her disposal, she pulls out a tiny handkerchief and she starts wiping his face. He embraces her and he says, La tafshay ala abikin ghayla. Do not fear, Allah will not disgrace your father. This youngster says, I asked my father, who is this person? My father said, that is Muhammad bin Abdullah, that is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the young girl is Zainab radiallahu anha. This was every day, inna laka fi nahari, sabhan tawila, inna laka fi nahari, sabhan tawila, 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. Such qurbani, such sacrifice being given, that himself he says, udhitu fi Allah, ma lam yudha ahad, ukhiftu fi Allah, ma lam yakhaf ahad, wa laqad atat alayya, min salatina سلاطين من بين يوم وليلة ما لي ولا بلال ما يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواري به ابن بلال وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم he says I was made he says I suffered for the sake of his deen more than anyone in the world I was made to fear more than anyone in humanity And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 30 consecutive days. One month. And it wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat, besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would conceal underneath his armpit. such qurbani, such sacrifice. This was the 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. A jamaat was being prepared, seed was being planted, foundation was being planted. 11th year, like I mentioned, time is running, I'm not going to go into the details. 11th year, there were 6 people from Madina Munawwarah came. Abu Haytham bin Sayhan, Ubada bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi'ah, As'ad bin Zurara, Haritha bin Nu'man, and Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. At the Jamaatul Aqaba, big shaitan, to the side of it, they were sitting late one night. Allah's Rasul, seeing those youngsters, he goes towards them. I am the last Nabi of Allah. I have a message, will you listen to me? What do they do? They start whispering to one another. The Jews that were living in Yathrib, Medina, where they came from, for years they used to taunt the Aus and Khazraj, the 2 tribes of Medina. That the last Nabi is going to come from us, and when he comes, he will slaughter you and he will banish you from Medina. For years someone coming and saying that I am the last Nabi. So they start whispering to one another. Perhaps this is the same person that Jesus is. Perhaps this is the same person. Let us go ahead. Accept him before them. We'll get the upper hand. So they say, what is your message? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. He recites 2 rukus, the last 2 rukus of Surah Ibrahim, till he reaches the verse هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب. Finally, when he reaches this verse and he completes his recitation, their hearts are completely shamed. They say, this is not the kalam of a human being, this is the kalam of Allah. All 6 of them accept Iman. I'm telling the incident short, he sends them back. Next year 12 comes, 5 from the 6 and a new 7. Finally, the 13th year, 72 of them come. And in Aqaba, in Mina, late one night, they are taken, all the regions of what?
Of Hijrat.
Of Hijrat. Abbas bin Nadara cautions them, warns them. What is the caution? He tells them, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ عَلَى مَا تُبَايَعُونَ هَذَا الرَّجُلَ تُبَايَعُونَهُ عَلَى حَرْبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا أُنْهِكَتْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ مُصِيبَةً وَأَشْرَافُكُمْ قَتْلًا أَسْلَمْتُمُوهُ فَمِنَ الْآنِ فَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ خِزْيُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ مَعْفُونَ بِمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ عَلَى نَهْكَةِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَمُصِيبَةِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَمُصِيبَةِ الْأَشْرَافِ فَخُذُوهُ فَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He says, oh my brothers of the Ansar, Ya Mashar al-Khazraj, O people of Khazraj, be careful what you are doing. Consider what you are doing before you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi. What does he say to them? He says, when you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, it is not a possibility, it is not a likelihood, it is an absolute certainty. It is an absolute certainty that your elders will be slaughtered. Your home will be broken. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. The entire Arab world will with one bow, one arrow, target you and march upon you. He says all this to them. He says this is not a possibility. This is a certainty, the whole world will turn against you. When you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Abu Haytham bin Sayhan say? Dana unto Abbas! Oh Abbas, what are you doing? Why are you defending us? Ya Rasulullah, tell us, if we will fulfill, if whatever Abbas says will happen, happens. And if you will fulfill the half of this, what will Allah give us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will give you Jannah. Allah will give you Jannah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, stretch out your hand. And one by one, they take the oath of allegiance on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of that, one question. Abu Haytham bin Tayhan says, Ya Rasulullah, you are come to Medina. If Allah establishes your deen, are you going to leave us and go back? Are you going to leave us and go back? فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم smiles. الْهَدَمْ الْهَدَمْ الدَّمْ الدَّمْ میرا جینا تمہارے ساتھ ہے میرا مرنا تمہارے ساتھ ہے my living with you my قبر will be amongst you أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي وَحَارِبُ مَنْ حَارَبْتُمْ مَا حَارَبْتُمْ وَسَالِمُ مَنْ سَالَمْتُمْ I am from you and you are from me. From now onwards, your friends are my friends, your enemies are my enemies. That is the response that we wanted. They say, Ya Rasulullah, what did they then say? Ya Rasulullah, we are prepared to march towards Medina now. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. Go back to Medina. Are you coming with us now? No. When permission comes from Allah, then I will come to Medina Munawwara. Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that twice a day he would visit Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu, morning and evening. He said, all of a sudden one day, in Safar, 40th year of the Umar, bin Hajira, middle of the day, not a normal time, he comes to the home of Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr, adhinallah alayhi al-qulub, Allah has given permission for me to leave from Medina Munawwara. Allah has given permission to be here. One question, as-suhba ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, can I be your companion? Can I be your companion? What is he asking? The announcement has been made in Makkah. 100 camels for the one who brings the head of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a great warrant to be his companion on such and such a journey. Yet Abu Bakr asked the Sahaba, Ya Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, yes, Sahaba, you will be my companion. What does Aisha, young girl, at that time, look at her intelligence, she says, Wallahi, ma sha'artu qattu anna ahadan yabki, ma sha'artu qattu. قبل ذلك يقول أن أحدا يبكي من الفرح حتى نظرت أبا بكر يومئذ يبكي. He said, I had heard, it is possible for a person to cry out of joy. Allah's qasam, that was the day when I saw the reality of this. Abu Bakr began sobbing in happiness. And Rasulullah said, you will be my companion in the earth. One by one, and Muhajirin left Makkah, they went to Medina Munawwara, Ansar of Medina, Allah the Rasulullah made du'a, brother of Islam. Today, blood brothers that drank milk from the breast of the same mother, for years they were talking to one another. Went to court, disputes, so that the family structure of the Ummah is breaking down. Few years ago in India, there was one dispute that was brought to a court. Hindu judge, one side Muslim brother, other side Muslim brother. In his opening statement, it is recorded. He said, today one Muslim brother has brought his brother to my court. I don't know who will be the victor in this dispute, but I do know that Islam is the loser. Hindu judge, this was an akuna unheard of in an ummah whose Nabi has given this ta'leem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that family ties over the arsh of Allah, and everything he says to Allah, protect the one who protects me, destroy the one who destroys me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes mu'afat, brotherhood between the Muhajireen and the Ansar of Madina Munawwara. Just one incident like this, of the first six Sa'd bin Rabi' radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, Abdurrahman bin Awf is your brother. What is his reaction? He says, أنا أكثر أهل المدينة مالا فانظر شطر مالي لك وتحتي امرأتان فانظر أيهما أعجب إليك حتى أطلقها. He says, the peace of Allah has made you my brother in Islam. I am the richest man in Medina. Half my wealth is yours. Half my wealth is yours. I have two wives. Choose which one you prefer. I will divorce her, you marry. History has never seen anything like this. On the dunyad of the dirt and the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stricken and concerned and them. Arabs are not like you and I. Sahaba are not like you and I. Somebody offers you half his wealth in 1/3 quarter. Abdurrahman bin Auf says, no, keep your wealth, keep your wife. Just point me to the marketplace, I'll sort myself out. But this was the jazba. So that in Uhud, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zayd bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And where is Sa'd bin Rabi'ah? Zayd bin Thabit comes upon Sa'd bin Rabi'ah. Radiyallahu anhu, he ramak, he's in the last gasp of life. He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sent me, Kayfa ajiduka, in what condition are you? He looks up at Zayd bin Thabit, he says, tell my Nabi. Tell my Nabi, ajiduni, ajidubi khanjannah. I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. May Allah reward him more than any other Nabi was rewarded. And then he says, tell my brother the Ansar. Tell my brother the Ansar. Remember the oath which they took at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La awla lakum in khulisa ila nabiyikum wa fikum aynum tatrub. He says, if one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is harmed and you are still standing tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will hold you responsible in the last one. I will hold you responsible in the last one. This deed did not discover the one for us, my respected brothers. When Qurbani was sacrificed, Nabi Abbas Qasim was asked, Ayyul Imani Afdal, Ayyul Imani Afdal, what is the highest level of Iman? He responded, Al-Hijrah, Al-Hijrah. In other words, to give up that which is marhoom, to give up that which is beloved, for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 23 years of Qurbani, 23 years of sacrifice, 23 years of a dastan and a legacy of sacrifice upon sacrifice. So the Jamaat was prepared on the plains of Mina and Arafat. And what was the talking advice that was given to the Jamaat? What was the bunyan? What was the foundation? What was the seed that Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planted in the heart of Sahaba Ikram, that Makkah and Medina put together 124,000 Sahaba on the plains of Mina and Arafat. In Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of more than 10,000 Sahaba. More than 90% of that Jamaat and that deen which took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made their covers and their graves throughout the four corners of the world. They left their homes, their wives became widows, their children became orphans, they gave sacrifice upon sacrifice, while they understood the dard, the pain, the cry that was there in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through their qurbani, through their sacrifice, today you and I are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is on the basis of this amal that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummatin, Kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best of every ummat. Allah is crazy. You are the best of every ummat. Why? You were taken out, selected, chosen for the hidayat of humanity. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. This responsibility of conveying the message of this deen, bringing alive the legacy of the rahmat and mercy of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been placed on the shoulders of this ummah. My respected brothers, to learn this responsibility, our elders are saying, the first step is to go 4 months in the bathroom. Hijrat, Muharram has come, a new year has come, 1435 years after Hijrah, bring the sabak and the lesson of Hijrah alive. Bring the sabak and the lesson of the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba Ikram alive. I respect the brother, stand up and give our name to him. Before we start taking names, we are making one humble appeal. Please, my respected brothers, Allah rewards you immensely for the sabak. Allah rewards you immensely for sitting with such patience. Please do not disrupt the tashkeel. No one leave the gathering till the tashkeel is complete. The humble appeal we are making. At the end of this gathering, an angel will be appointed, will make an announcement. قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّنَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٌ. Stand up now in such a condition, all your sins are forgiven. Not only forgiven, your evil deeds are changed into good deeds. Do not deprive ourselves of this. Everyone remain right till the tashkeel is complete. Say inshallah. And who is ready, my respected brothers? One sahabi passes away in Medina. Everyone wants more in Medina. Allah give us more in Medina. Saadi passes away in Medina. But then Rasulullah has to say, if only he had passed away in the path of Allah. If only he had passed away in the path of Allah. Sahaba was shocked. Walk in Medina. Imam of the Janazah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then the Rasulullah has to say to him, that if a person from Medina passes away in the path of Allah, from his home in Medina, to where he passed away, Allah will give him one palace in Jannah. Allah will give him one palace in Jannah. I respect the brothers of Ithanika. Tell you that after this was an episode. This is what we are supposed to be competing in. Not how many shops, or how many jobs, or how many dollars, how many pounds. Ye duniya chhod dene wali jahan hai bhai. All this will be left behind. The real sanduq al-amal, the real amal, the real property, the real value, the real profit is the amal that we will take with us. I respect the best friend of everyone. Four months in the bottom of life. We are given four months every year. 20 years back. The whole world is waiting. Usman Isa, 4 months inshallah. Allah accept. Say Rameen. Who else? Muhammad Bana, 4 months. Allah accept. Shareen inshallah. Saad mashallah. Who else? Bhai. The Jamaat is telling you, what about the brothers from Birmingham? Sarabai. Bhai.
Mashallah. Salih. Allah accept you.
4 months. Allah accept. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah. Who else? Very respected person.
No one should be denied.
Cash, bolo bhai. Give our names cash. Cash, inshallah.
Brother Muhammad. Allah accept you,
mashallah. Mashallah, Allah accept. Person gives his name naqad cash, then naqad cash, help of Allah comes. The standing up is dua. Wallahi, it is dua. There's no promise. We can't take one step without Allah's permission. It is Allah that accepts and Allah that takes the work of his deen. The protector of this deen is Allah. The standing up, wallah, is only we are asking Allah to accept us. That much we can do. That much we do, leave it to Allah after that. Take the first step. Ya Allah, you accept me. You stand up with that niyat.
Allah accept you, Ibrahim.
Hello, by who else?
Jiba. Oh, accept. Allah accept you. Allah will be the
deed.
Jiba, come my young brothers. Lots of young brothers here that haven't given their names. Jiba.
MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. Barakallah.
Allah accept you. Anybody else? My lots of brothers here, MashaAllah. Lots of names have still not come up. Come, my brothers. Ji. MashaAllah. Shukran. MashaAllah. Your name? Mustaleem. Makabool.
Bolo, bhai. MashaAllah.
4 months, Allah kabool sabar, bhai. MashaAllah. Allah kabool sabar, Uzair.
MashaAllah.
Umair, Allah kabool sabar, Allah accept you, bhai. Ji, bhai. Oh, MashaAllah, Hafiz Saab. Allah accept you, MashaAllah. Ji, bhai. More brothers, bhai. We need more names, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Allah accept you, bhai. Umar. Jee bhai. MashaAllah. Allah accept you. Jee bhai. Holidays are coming, brothers. December holidays. You know, we want more and more brothers to go out in the path of Allah. These holidays, let's make them holidays, brothers. So who's ready for the holidays, brothers? Come, all the brothers must be presented for the holidays.
The true ta'alluq of Allah, the true love of Allah, my respected brothers, Qurbani has to be given. Little bit Qurbani will give. You don't know where Allah will take us. Who and who Allah will use us for? There was one Jamaat from Qatar, came to South Africa. There was one brother, Jasim, in the Jamaat. He was giving Kaatguzari. He says once, we were sitting in the airport, and behind us there were two youngsters. What they were doing, they were discussing. We told our parents that we are going to for Umrah. Arab youngsters. We are going for Umrah, but in reality, where they were going to Morocco for 10 days. You don't have to say what they were going to do in Morocco. That goes without saying. They were talking amongst themselves.
So he says, I debated in my heart, must I speak to them, don't speak to them, speak to them, don't speak. Finally, I mustered up the courage. I spoke to them a little bit about Qabr, about Akhirat, about Allah's greatness. And then at the end of it, I asked them one question. I said, what guarantee do you have that your mort will not take place in these next 10 days? And if nothing else, let this worry you, where your parents thought, and where you were, and where you finished off. He says, these youngsters, I left them. They made a little bit conversation among themselves, a little bit deliberated, then they came to me and they said, brother, we are ready to go in the path of Allah for 10 days. We've changed our minds. So he said that, I gave them this mashwara that, okay, you told your parents you're going for Umrah. So go make Umrah and then spend 10 days in the path of Allah. So they arrived in Jeddah. The brothers in Jeddah were told about the background, what these brothers have come for. He gave this car bizarre. He says that they tied ihram in Jeddah and they were proceeding to Makkah. On the way, the car met with an accident and one of the youngsters passed away. Where they were supposed to go in a few minutes of da'wah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that that person who will pass away ihram will rise up on the day of judgment reciting the labbaik. Where they were supposed to go and where Allah took them. Little bit of Qurban, little bit of sacrifice, little bit of da'wah. Every ummati of Rasulullah has made us a da'i. We don't know what effect Allah has kept in this. We are not doctors and lawyers and shopkeepers. How much longer are we going to make that the object? On what nisbat are we going to leave this world? Tomorrow, what nisbat are we going to rise up? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will raise you according to what your mort took place upon. So which direction are we going? We want to be raised up as businessmen. We want to be raised up as what? As people with degrees. Or do we want to be raised up as those who in the age of zulmat and darkness stood up for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What nisbat do we want to be raised up upon? This is why our elders are saying, why come on this qurbani, come on this sacrifice. First step, to learn this responsibility is to go 4 months. Sarabai. Few more brothers that haven't made niyat before, we want you to make niyat inshallah. MashaAllah. Who else? The whole world is waiting. MashaAllah.
Abu Bakr, MashaAllah.
Senegal. Senegal, MashaAllah. Who else, MashaAllah? Hello, bhai. There was ishtima in Chad. We can't even imagine the poverty. And from that ishtima, 250 jamaats for 4 months came out of the bottom. Allah doesn't need wealth. Allah doesn't need intelligence. So just about the deen in the heart. Ya Allah, use me for your deen. Really, this insaniyat around us. Look with dard, look with pain. How many people around us have not been shown the way of akhirat? Have not been shown the beauty of the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Have not been shown what their purpose, what their object is. Have not been introduced to Allah. And they are dying in this condition. Whose worry is this? Whose concern is this? Nabi Qasim said, La Nabi Abadi, Wa La Ummat Abadi Ummati. There is no Nabi to come after me. He was Khatam al-Nabiyeen. His Khatam al-Nubuwwat has made Dawud and Tabligh our responsibility, bhai. Hello, bhai. Who else, inshallah? You want to start another bayan? Bismillah.
December holidays, my brother. December holidays, come, my brother. Who's my intention for 40 days. 40 days, huh? Abbas Muhammad? Muntazir Jassar, please, both of you, huh?
Very quickly, inshallah, December we can stand and give our names. Cash, inshallah, December is cash, mashallah. Even if it is less than 40 days, stand and give our names, mashallah. Who's ready to give some time in December in the path of Allah?
Your name? Ashwagway, mashallah.
Everywhere we go, they say, just the season, season's greetings.
Muhammad Hussain.
That is their season, this is our season, bhai. Season for akhirat. Hello, bhai.
Come, brothers. More brothers we need. Yunus, bhai. You need youngsters, bhai. Loads of youngsters here, mashallah. Muhammad Hussain.
We were in Lancashire, they made niyat to take out 100 jamaats in December in the month.
Yes, we've made 100 jamaats niyat either from Birmingham, bhai. We need to take more jamaats out, brother. Come, my young brothers. December holidays. 10 days, 1 week, whatever we can, man. Who's in for 10 days, brother, in December holidays?
Hey, Hafiz Mazrur. Hafiz Mazrur is ready for 4 months, right? 10 days, mashallah.
I accept. Ameen. Say ameen, right?
Mashallah. 10 days, Allah kabul for one. Ji. Mashallah, mashallah. Good. There's lots of youngsters, right? Come, brothers. Give names, mashallah. Right? Give targib to each other, my brothers. Ji. MashaAllah, Allah for 10 days. Jibe. Come, my brothers, more names, mashallah. Ji. Those who have not spent any time, my brothers, come in December holidays, how much is it? At least 72 hours. December holidays, my brothers. Brothers that have not spent any time at all, man. Let's face the work. Let's see what the work is all about. Come, who's ready for at least 72 hours, man? From this magma, who's ready for 72 hours, man? December holidays. MashaAllah, Farhan bhai, Allah kabool farmaya. Allah asan bhai, first time you come here, Allah kabool farmaya. Allah asan farmaya. Very nice, mashallah. Allah accept you. Who else is ready, bhai? Come, my brothers. Oh, mashallah. Hafiz Ab, your name, bhai? MashaAllah. And your name, brother? Salim, MashaAllah. Very nice. Who else is ready, bhai? December holidays, bhai. Come, my brother. December holidays. Hafiz Ab, karlo, ya. Come, man. Hafiz Ab, karlo, 3 days, ya. Come on, man. Come on, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah accept you, MashaAllah. Who else is ready, bhai? Come. Oh, ho. Mr. Sheikh, Allah accept you. Who's your father? Who else is ready, bhai? There's loads of brothers here, bhai. Zee, bhai. Zee, Mr. Bayya. Come 10 days, my brother. At least 3 days, come on. December holidays, my brother. Come stand up, bhai. Stand up, inshallah. Muaz, mashallah. Zee, Muaz, stand up, mashallah. Only 3 days in December holidays. But, inshallah, tomorrow is our Thursday night gathering. All the brothers are requested to bring more brothers. Inshallah, we all come to our Thursday night gathering tomorrow, inshallah. All the brothers will do that, inshallah. And then our Jor starts tomorrow as well, my brothers. So a humble request for all those brothers that have spent 40 days, 4 months, 3 days, that join in local work. They are all humbly requested to come to the Birmingham Madras tomorrow. Jor will start from tomorrow night. All the brothers will do that, by inshallah.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما أمره اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم منه اغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا أنت ربنا أنت خالقنا
فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد، اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، اللهم افتح باب الهداية، اللهم افتح باب الهداية، اللهم افتح باب الهداية، اللهم اخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منهم وما بقي. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين، اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين، برحمتك ومنك وكرمك يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة اليك والى رسولك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وبالبصيرة يا رب العالمين، يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا سدة من لا سدد له يا ذكر من لا ذكر له يا حرز الضعفاء يا كنز الفقراء يا الهنا ورازقنا ورازقنا انك قلت وقولك الحق ودعوني استجب لهم. اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه، اللهم انا نسالك الفردوس العلى وهكذا بك من الاقوال والاعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك. ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لوالديهم، اللهم اغفر لوالديهم، اللهم ارحمهما كما ربينا صغيرا. اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. انت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين.